Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by...
Duchess, that's me. How you all doing? Yeah, that's how I like to start the day off. Start it off right. Chit-chatting with everyone out there. Waiting for the board to start lighting up. It's a beautiful day here in Virginia. All kinds of things going on. I've had my ups and downs this month already. I mean, it's not like I should be surprised. My girl Lena, Stevens. She said a lot of things were going to start going on, and what can I say? She said the theme for June is adaptability, and that's what we've all had to do. You know, and the sub-themes were acceptance, adjustment, choice, resilience, resourcefulness, and flexibility. And all that's been happening, all those things have been going on this month for a lot of people, not just Duchess over here, but a lot of us have been going through these challenges, these changes. And so with that, before we start the show, we have a lot to talk about. Well, I have a lot to talk about because usually the board lights up and, you know, I usually dialogue with yours truly, dialogue with myself, but that's okay. The board's beginning to light up, and so I think I'll start with Lena Stevens, then we'll move into some topic stuff and carry on from there, because like I said, there's a lot going on, and it's all just coming together, and it's enmeshed and rolled up all into one lump happening, and you're going to see that things are not changing. They're changing, but they're changing and not changing. And that's like really, really, really sad because it's as though things are happening over and over and over again in the same way and getting worse because as we don't adhere to the lessons of the things that we are doing, the insanity continues when we think we can repeat things over and over and over again and expect a different outcome. If we don't change who we are and what we are and what we're doing, things are just going to get worse and happen again. So with that, let's talk about Lena Stevens first. And then we're going to go into some repeat things that are going on. As a matter of fact, when I was looking over my notes for the show today, I happened to recap from a show exactly 1 year ago and looked at the similarities, and I'll share those with y'all as we continue on. So, Lena, adaptability, month of June. We read the beginning of it, and we don't have to go through all of that. I think I want to focus on the part that she talked about with health and the physical body. Now, adaptability for health and the physical body. Lena said it's a good month for health as long as you keep things moving. And that means moving, moving, moving. Not only you moving, but your energy moving and your colon moving and things flowing. That means drinking a lot of water and all this other stuff. When she says moving, she means moving. It will be helpful to change it up a bit and to try new approaches to supporting your health and well-being. You will also get a lot of mileage out of taking some quality time for yourself to nurture not only your physical body, but also your spiritual foundation. Whatever we were to do this month to support our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being will bring us great results and have far-reaching effects. Now, focus and discipline will help you adapt to new routines and helpful practices. Good health and well-being is not automatic. You do need to put some energy and effort into it and to trust that if you do, you will see results. Now, resistance and fear can affect the body. Resistance in the body feels weighty and burdensome. Fear will trigger anxiety and depression. So if you've been feeling overwhelmed, tired, anxious, depressed, lethargic, uninspired, resentful, or angry, you are in resistance, fueled by your fears. Let me say that again. Resistance and fear can affect the body. Resistance in the body feels weighty and burdensome. Fear will trigger anxiety and depression. So, if you feel overwhelmed, tired, anxious, depressed, lethargic, uninspired, resentful, or angry, you are in resistance fueled by your fears. So we have to drop the resistance. We have to come into acceptance, and you will then feel better and adapt more easily. Now, this is something that I need to really take heed of, because the other day I had a meltdown. I was all of those things. And even this morning when I got up, I didn't feel like getting out of the bed. I didn't feel like doing anything. I got dishes in the sink. I don't feel like washing the dishes. I don't feel like doing the laundry that's piling up. I don't feel like doing anything. So I'm in all those things, you know, depressed. Just put the covers over my head, and I just don't want to do anything. But then a friend called, and we got to talking, and that motivated me to get up, especially when I said off the top of my head, wow, there's a, you know, there's a carnival down the road. I pass it every night when I come home from work. I don't know how long it's going to be up there. I said, I tell you what, after the show, how about we go to the carnival? She thought that was a fantastic idea because she's going through her own personal baggage, being depressed, being overridden with anxiety. She's going through all of these things. And when I thought of, let's go to the carnival, so I went online, and lo and behold, tonight's the night, the last night that the carnival was going to be there. So after the show, I'm going to a carnival. I got to get moving. Like Lena says, you got to move. You got to move yourself out of that. Okay, the other possibility this month for the physical body is to experience its ability to accelerated healing, miracles, and performance. The body is capable of much more than we believe possible or that we give it credit for. Try some what-if questions this month related to your physical capabilities, related to your health, energy levels, and healing ability, and see what happens. Remember to keep adapting to new situations physically as well as emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now, I've been reading this book. You know, what was it? The last month when we were talking about body changes and energy flow and ups and downs, and when you go to the bathroom, some of you may think it's weird because you weren't with us last month. But we talked about when you energy flows, how energy flows. And Ken Page's Heart and Soul Healing effects on energy. And one of the things about controlling motion in your body is when you go to the bathroom, that is the one time when you are alone and you can focus on nothing but you. Give yourself your undivided attention because that's what you're in there to do, and that's when your body is calling your attention to it. And he said if you lift your arms as you're relieving yourself and as you slowly bring your arms down across in front of you, you think clear. You are clearing the impurities and energy. That is your intention. you are intending to clear anything negative that is in your body or anything impure that needs to be released out of your body. And where is it going? It's going to be flushed down the toilet. And that's a good feeling. We can do that even when we take spiritual baths. If you're able to sit in a tub of water or take a shower, you can imagine clearing all of the negative energies that have grasped itself on you throughout the day, and just imagine your body releasing it through the water flushing down the body, and you can just say, my intention is that all of this energy is going to be released down the drain. And that's what clearing your energy is all about. So, basically, what Lena is saying, once again, resistance and fear can affect the body. Resistance in the body feels weighty and burdensome. Fear will trigger anxiety and depression. So if you feel overwhelmed, tired, anxious, depressed, lethargic, uninspired, resentful, or angry, you are in resistance fueled by your fears. So we have to drop the resistance. We have to come into acceptance. And you will feel better and adapt more easily to the changes going on because the energy is all around us. We cannot avoid being bombarded by all the energies that are affecting the whole entire planet Earth. The energies are there from within and without. The energies are all around us. We look at the TV and we see all the angst in the world. We listen to our car radios. We listen to our news broadcasts. We listen to people talk and what their opinions are. And we're being bombarded by all this energy. And even if people aren't talking, we walk into the room and we can feel the energy of everyone that's present in that room. And we have to figure out ways to protect our own selves. We have to figure out how to protect self. So Lena goes on to say, for this month, for those of you who are new, Lena Stevens, she does the Power Path and she does the energy effects for the month, for each month. And this month is June. June is adaptability. She goes on to say, and this is phenomenal. I like this because there's a lot of things happening in the month of June. We're getting ready to go through a full moon and the summer solstice at the same time. And this occurs once every 30 years. The summer solstice and the full moon fall on the same day. This is a rare and powerful event and should be well honored. Now, there are a whole lot of powerful events happening in the month of June. Not only was this the month for Juneteenth, not only are Muslims doing their 30-day Ramadan, so Ramadan Mubarak to the Muslims. Today is Father's Day. We'll get into that in a moment. You're going to see there's a lot of things happening this month. But let's go on and talk about this summer solstice. And this is what Lena recommends we do under this powerful time. And this can be done for the entire completion of the month and forever. Take advantage of this powerful energy and celebrate something in your life that you have accomplished. It could be a completion, a decision, a project, a commitment, a new beginning, or the achievement of some goal. This is also a social time for gatherings, community events, and cooperative participation. Make sure that during this time you stay focused on the positive, on the doors that are opening, and on the potential instead of dwelling on any fear, resistance, judgment, and negativity. What you put your energy and focus on will grow in this fertile time, so make sure it is what you want. Okay? Allow yourself to be supported by your community and your friends, and be willing to receive all that is positive that is available to you. So when I got out of that mood this morning, you know, and I was able to say to a friend who was reaching out to me, who I at first said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I have a show to do. In my mind, I don't want to be bothered, you know. I don't want anybody in my house. My dishes in my sink. Been there for a couple of days. You know, I don't want anybody in and out of here looking at my mess for. No. And then she called me back again. And we talked. I won't go into what we said, but we talked. And finally, I just said, thank you for calling me back. You motivated me. I'm up. I'm, you know, going to make myself a cup of coffee. How about we go to that carnival off Route 7 this evening? And she said yes. So a friend reached out to me, and I reached back. We've got to allow ourselves to be supported by our community and our friends, and be willing to receive all that is positive and that is available to us. There are some wonderful aspects during this time that will reward you for your efforts and any energy you have put into your health, into your relationships, into your business, and your creative projects. If you are suffering from being lethargic or suffering from some depression, get something moving. Anything. Get it moving. There is lots of support during this time for completions and beginnings. You will need to be mature in how you choose which is which. Now, sometimes there is a completion before beginning around the same situation, especially if there is karma involved. You know about karma. What goes around definitely does. If you are on the right track, you should feel different, trusting, relaxed, and the future, inspired by your life and excited by the opportunities that you have or will be creating for yourself. So if you're on the right track, you know, and you're just kind of like letting go and letting your creator and, you know, I'm in this mess and, you know, I'll pick up one dish at a time, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. Just allow it to happen, and it'll go by. It'll pass. It will pass. Okay? This is an expansive time. Adapt into it, or suffer the consequences of resistance, small thinking, and negative emotions. So Lena is like, when she wrote this energy report, she wrote it, we opened it up with the show at the beginning of the month, and Lena was not aware that we were going to be adapting to so much stuff this month, you know, what happened in Orlando, Florida. That was a big one for me, because I'm an empath, and I get emotional, and all of that just grabs me. And there may be some of you out there who are indigos, and you may be empaths, and you don't know you're an empath. An empath is a feeler. You feel things very deeply. So you can walk into a room and you can become depressed, but it may not even be your own depression. You've picked up on the depression of somebody else. You picked up on the hurt and the pain of somebody else. You know, you're carrying around the energy of somebody else's hurt, pain, anger, despair. But because I'm an empath and I know I'm an empath, sometimes that stuff can grab me and it takes me a while to figure out, uh-oh, this is what's happening here. I'm holding on to the energy of what happened in Orlando, Florida, a little bit too close. I may have family members in my life, you know, who might have been in that club, and I'm already feeling the pain of the losses of somebody else because the picture in my mind has me saying, I know exactly how that person feels because this is how I would have felt if it happened to me, and I hold it too tightly, and I can freak myself out if I'm not careful. You know, the same thing happened to me with 9/11. I mean, I got so bombarded with all that stuff hitting me that I grabbed everybody else's depression. We have to be careful, especially if we're empaths. And there are a lot of people who are walking around holding on to depression, holding on to this energy, and they don't know how to release it because they don't even know they're an empath. They don't even know. So what I'm here to say is you can use the Ken Page way of clearing the energy, and that can be, like I said, it sounds silly when you go to the bathroom, you know, and you're relieving yourself. You know, you mentally intend to clear. You're clearing the energy that's stuck, that's just stuck and grabbing onto you. You can also breathe. I purchased a new book, and I love it. It's by Pam Grout. She did Energy Squared, and we did a book review on her Energy to Energy Squared, E Squared. But this book that I wrote is called Jumpstarting Your Metabolism, How to Lose Weight by Changing the Way You Breathe. And it's awesome because she says, if you tried every conceivable combination to lose weight, and she goes into being a breathing coach, we can realize that we don't even breathe properly. And one of the major things that she suggests is that we get into the habit of learning how to do belly breathing. When we do belly breathing, when we suck air in, our stomach should go out. Now, if you put your hand on your stomach right now and you take a deep breath, your stomach is going to go in. That's not proper breathing. When we properly breathe, it's a belly breath, and when we suck air in, the stomach pushes out to let all the air fill us up all the way down to our stomach. And when we exhale, we suck our stomachs in and push all of the stale air out of us, so we can have room for new air to come in. And it's called belly breathing. And that's the best breath in the world to relax your nerves. Try it. It takes a lot of time and patience and practice to learn how to do it. I find that I do it best when I'm laying on my side on my bed. I'm laying on my side because sitting up, this belly does not want to push out when I breathe in. You know, and then when I try to inhale, It's not going out. So have fun with the belly breathing. You'll have a good time with it. Some of the things that I've noticed that I want to get into. Last year, at the same exact time, we had some occurrences going on around the face of this earth. If I can find my papers, they were all right here. And what I'm going to do at the close of the show, and I hope I don't forget, I'm going to teach all of you how to change your own personal vibration. Change the vibration of your name, and it's called an I Am technique. And I think that will help people who are going through this time of depression and time of sadness and time of energy fluctuations. But first, let's talk about the similarities that I noticed when I was putting my thoughts together for this show. we see that the horrors are continue to repeat. We're seeing them. And it's wild because they're almost exactly the same things happening over and over and over again. And it's as though nobody is noticing, or we are noticing and we're not doing anything about it. Or maybe we don't know what to do about it. So, a lot of us think we've been depressed about what's happening in the world. It's not necessarily being depressed. Maybe you're just feeling alone with what's going on in the world and you don't know how to connect with like-minded people. Some of us feel we're going crazy, okay? But you're not crazy. You're correct about what you're seeing. Excuse me. Just about everyone has a form of medication to turn off their thoughts. Some people, you know, their form of medicating themselves is to go into bed and put the covers over their head. That's not so healthy. Maybe you need a break, but that's not so healthy if you let that thing get out of hand and then, you know, you don't even want to walk outside your door. So, but if we hang together, perhaps we won't need to self-medicate. A couple of years ago, I gave up drinking, and that was my medication. That was my way of turning stuff off because I see things that I didn't like, and I was witnessing stuff, people being hurt or, you know, governments doing this and community leaders doing this, and I just go home and take me a couple of drinks over it and figure, you know, I'm going to turn this stuff off. Okay? So, but it's okay if that's not your thing. Your thing may be food. Let me go home and pop me a muffin in my mouth. Let me go home and eat this one cookie, and the cookie winds up being the whole bag. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe you're having a lot of pain, and now you're popping ibuprofen every day. But the pain across your neck and your shoulders has to do with the tension that you're holding there because you don't know how to release it. So now you're popping ibuprofen, Tylenol every single day to get rid of the pain in your neck and your shoulders. When there can be other things that you can do, okay? Maybe you're addicted to your computer. Some people are addicted to their phones. I see people on their phone all the time. There's this one person I see on her phone all the time. She's watching this, she's watching that. But what is she doing to make her own self a better person or to do something out there to make a difference in the world? You know, so it's the iPhone, the Android. Some people are addicted to the television. They sit and they watch their TVs all day long. I know I'm addicted to the courtroom shows. I might get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to watch the people's court, and then I know after that, I got 30 minutes to do me something else because I'm not watching Judge Maybelline, but at 11:30, I want to go and I want to watch Paternity Court, or I want to watch Wendy and see what's happening on The View, and then by the time I turn around, it's almost 3 o'clock, time for a Hot Bench show to come on. That's another court show. And then after the Hot Bench, here comes Judge Judy. 5 o'clock is time for me to walk out the door and go to work. Now, I can do that every day, the whole week. Did I just show you how I can turn myself off to what's happening in the world around me because I just don't want to deal, or I just don't know what to do, or I'm too tired? So we do this. We do stuff like that. Okay, so perhaps your addiction is anger. You get upset about everything. Your bitterness, maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's condemnation, you know, or maybe it's just playing games. You know, you sit there on your phone, you just play games all day long, all day long. You're playing a game to see how high you can go in a game, but all you're doing is sucking up your brain with something so you don't have time to think about the things that's going on around you that need your attention. Now, mind you, I'm talking to you, but I'm also talking to myself, all right? I have this theory that my creator speaks to me, through me, to you. So I'm hearing what I'm saying, and I hear it loud and clear. So whatever it is, we have to lay it down. It's time for us to lay some of this stuff down and take a look at what is happening around us, because the same things are being repeated over and over again without changing. And that is the insanity of our world today. We need to stop complaining and using excuses to do nothing. We have got to stop, look, listen, then come together to do something. Now, last year, at this time, the month of June, we had Ramadan. Last year, this time, June the 17th. Nope. Ramadan started June the 17th, 2015. All right? We had Juneteenth the same month. We had the Happy Summer Solstice the same month. We had Father's Day the same month. Now, last year, in the same month, we had the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is one of the oldest churches in the South. 9 people shot down dead by a white guy who walked in with a semi-automatic rifle and just blew them away. This month, June 12th, we have, you know, a guy who walks in to an Orlando nightclub and shoots down 59 people and injures another 53. So, last year, X, Y, and Z happened. I'm not going to get into the fact that, you know, did this guy, you know, what the colors of the people were and all of that. What I'm looking at is the energy of the occurrence. And nothing was done. Nothing was done. Nothing was done. And so what happens if we don't take stock of what has happened and make a change, then guess what? The lesson has not been learned. So what happens with the universe and our lessons? It gives us the same identical lesson, only it's worse. Now, if nothing is done with this one, it will get worse. Now, we can look at all the things that happened in the past, you know, when we talk about slavery and we talk about all the stuff that happened like all those years ago, but we were living in another energy space. We were living in what we call a paradigm. And the paradigm was a masculine paradigm. Well, we're in a new energy now, okay? So we can't even compare the nothing that was done 15, 20 years ago with the nothing that's being done now, because we're in a whole new feminine energy. The whole earth has shifted. And it has shifted, and we've been looking at this energy shift over the last past whatever, I think maybe what, since 1999, since 1920, since 2000, the energy change, it was on the horizon. I've been watching this since 1996 and knowing that it was coming, and I think it came. What year? I guess I should have looked that up. But we're in a new paradigm now, and things are going to happen rapid fire. Things are speeding up. We manifest faster now. We think it, and it becomes. And the sad part about this thing, the reason why it grabbed me so, is because I saw this a few years ago. I used to say, even when I was drinking and going in the clubs, and I used to say, boy, if anybody wanted to just take off a whole bunch of people of any race or any sexual orientation, all they would have to do is just go visit one of these nightclubs. And they got a whole bunch of them just standing around having fun. And sure enough, this is what happened. So it's almost as though I saw this in my brain many, many years ago. You know? So we got to understand that things are happening now that would not have happened 20 years ago. We may have thought that it could happen. Well, now those thinking it could happen is happening. So we need to do something about it. We need to do something about it. So once again, these are the things that happened or were going on last year during the month of June. We had Ramadan, we had Father's Day, we had the summer solstice, we had Juneteenth, we had a church in South Carolina, you know, where somebody walks in with a semi-automatic and blows beautiful, innocent people away who were just at a choir practice, just had, enjoying their creator. And so here we have now, we have some innocent people shot down who are just having a good old time. And it's sad. It's so sad. But what I don't like is that they want to blame it on the Muslims. Okay? That concerns me, because if you know anything, anything about Muslims, if they're real Muslims practicing, during the month of June last year and right now, I mean, when all of this was going on, Ramadan started, I believe it was the 6th of June. Ramadan started the 6th. This occurrence happened on the 12th. And now, if you know Muslims, during the month of Ramadan, they don't have time to be sitting around plotting who they're going to kill. Okay? And more than a billion people around the world abstain from eating, drinking, smoking, and sex from dawn to sunset for a one-month period each year. Okay? They also are reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran daily. There are Muslims who are fasting during this month. The 9th and most sacred month of the Islamic calendar, Ramadan, marks the first revelation of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad and is a time of increased spiritual reflection and devotion. Adherents traditionally abstain from food and drink during daylight hours throughout the month, from the first light of dawn until sunset. Fasting during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam, meaning it is among the core rituals of the faith and one of the highest forms of Islamic worship. This is a time of peace for Muslims. Let's talk about their five pillars of Islam. Okay, all Muslims, regardless of sect, trace their religious heritage to the Arabian Peninsula in the 17th century, when the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lived and Islam was born. Since that time, the Quran and traditions associated with Muhammad have defined five core rituals through which individuals can profess and confirm their adherence to the Islamic faith. Collectively, these practices are known as the five pillars of Islam. Now, if you want to know about Muslims, then you learn about their five pillars of Islam and how they are. Okay, the first pillar is profession of faith, or Shahada, by testifying that there is one God and Muhammad is his prophet. An individual distinguishes himself or herself as a Muslim. Then there's prayer, or Salat. Muslims are supposed to pray five times a day, at dawn, noon, mid-afternoon, sunset, and evening. The Shahada is repeated at each call to prayer and closes each prayer as well. The giving of alms, or zakat. All adult Muslims who are able to do so are required to make an annual donation to assist the poor or less fortunate. The amount is typically 2.5% of a person's total wealth, not just annual income. Then there's fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, or Shawm. Throughout the month of Ramadan, when the Quran was first revealed, all physically fit Muslim adults are to abstain from food, drink, smoking, and sexual activity from dawn to dusk. And then the fifth is the pilgrimage to Mecca, or Hajj. At least once in a lifetime, Muslims who are physically and financially capable of making the journey are expected to visit Islam's holy city, Mecca, and perform rituals associated with the Hajj. Okay, abstinence from healthy pleasures and curbing evil intentions and desires is regarded as an act of obedience and submission to God. May I repeat that? Abstinence from earthly pleasures and curbing evil intentions and desires is regarded as an act of obedience and submission to God, as well as an atonement for sins, errors, and mistakes. Called Ramadan, Muslims fast during this month from the moment when it first starts to get light until sunset. Muslims fast as an act of faith and worship towards Allah, seeking to suppress their desires and increase their spiritual reverence. Fasting together as a worldwide community, or ummah, affirms the brotherhood and equality of man before Allah. The Islamic calendar is based on the lunar cycle. The month of Ramadan is the ninth month and begins with a combination of the sighting of the new moon and astronomical calculations. The exact time of Ramadan sometimes varies from place to place. Some rely heavily on the moon sightings, while others depend on science. Okay? So, I'm saying this to say, hello, if the man who walked into that club was a true Muslim, he wouldn't have had time to be thinking about that stuff. All right? No. Muslims don't have time to think about hurting people, no matter what their ethnicity is, no matter what their sexual preference is, no matter what is going on in an individual's personal life. If anything, a Muslim is going to be somewhere praying for them. You know? We turn those things over to our Creator. We don't have time for all of that other nonsense. Back to Ramadan. Now, you know, children in Islam, okay, Ramadan brings out a special feeling of emotional excitement and enthusiasm among Muslims of all ages, you know. I mean, I have witnessed little children excited about this fasting month. You know, I have seen adults excited about, ooh, Ramadan is coming, I get to fast. They're excited. So, fasting is mandatory only for adults. Children as young as 8 willing to observe fasting with their elders, okay? It's not mandatory for them, but they're excited. Children look forward to the excitement of sighting the moon and eating special meals with their families. Adults appreciate the opportunity to double their rewards from God and seek forgiveness for past sins. As Ramadan emphasizes Muslim brotherhood and community, all feel a particular closeness. Muslims have to change their whole physical and emotional selves during this 30 long days of fasting. Okay? Depending upon the season of the year Ramadan falls on, and sharing a meal called sahur together before the fast begins at dawn, about 5:10 a.m., as dawn breaks, the first of 5 daily prayers, Fajr, is offered. As the day proceeds, fasting Muslims are constantly bombarded with messages from their stomachs that it is time for breakfast, snack, lunch, and so on. And each time Muslims remind themselves that they are fasting for the sole purpose of pleasing Allah and seeking His mercy. Now, you know, I have heard that Muslims in the East, they sleep all day. They close down their shops and everything all day because, you know, like they're fasting, and so they don't work. They don't have to, you know, because they're in an Islamic country. And their days are turned into nights and vice versa. Here in the United States of America, you have Muslims who have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, begin their fast, and then go out the door and go to work. And they're doing this while they're on the subway with the madness, while they're on, but they're driving in traffic, while they're at work, you know, with the grouchy boss, and they got employees and they got coworkers that have to put up with, you know. They're not sleeping. They're going through their whole day. So yay, yay, woo, woo, woo. You know, to these American Muslims who are staying fast with their fasting during the month of Ramadan. They offer their second prayer during early and late afternoon, Al-Zuhr and Al-Asr, respectively. Fasting helps one to experience how a hungry person feels and what it is like to have an empty stomach. It teaches one to share the sufferings of the less fortunate, and Muslims believe that fasting leads one to appreciate the bounties of Allah, which are usually taken for granted until they are missed. Throughout the day, Muslims are encouraged to go out of their way to help the needy, both financially and emotionally. Some believe that a reward is earned during this month, and any reward is multiplied 70 times and more. For this reason, Ramadan is also known as the month of charity and generosity. To a Muslim, fasting not only means abstaining from food, but also refraining from all vice and evils committed consciously or unconsciously. Once again, that was not a practicing Muslim that walked into that club that night. It is believed that if one volunteers to refrain from lawful foods and sex, they will be in a better position to avoid unlawful things and acts during the rest of the year. The fast is broken at sunset. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended breaking the fast with dates. Muslims are urged to invite others to break the fast with them. These gatherings are called iftar gatherings. Just after breaking the fast and before dinner, Muslims offer the fourth of the five daily prayers, which is known as Maghrib prayer. After dinner, Muslims go to their houses of worship, called mosque or masjids, to offer the Isha prayer, which is the last of the five daily prayers. The day ends with a special voluntary prayer of Taraweeh offered by the congregation reciting the Quran, the holy book of Islam. The last 10 days of Ramadan are considered highly blessed, especially the 27th night, which is called the Night of Power or the Night of Destiny. It is believed that on this night, the Prophet Muhammad receives the first revelation of the Quran. For many Muslims, this period is marked by heightening spiritual intensity, and they may spend these nights praying and reciting the Quran. After 30 days of fasting, the end of the month of Ramadan is observed with a day of celebration called Eid al-Fitr. On this day, Muslims gather in one place to offer a prayer of thanks. You know, I just heard on the radio that Montgomery County, Maryland, is deciding that the two Muslim holidays, that for the two Muslim holidays, they're closing down the public school system. That's a beautiful blessing. And I know that will be Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And they're going to close down the public school system. So, There you go. That's Ramadan. Now, those of you, who may have Muslim friends, or you may not be familiar with what's going on, you need to understand that there is a cut-and-dried version I got off the internet last year, a cut-and-dried version, what to expect and what not to suspect. What to expect and what not to suspect of the Muslim Brotherhood. We urge you that during Ramadan to get to know real Muslims. That's the first thing. Get to know real Muslims. If your neighbor's light comes on at 3:30 a.m., rest assured, he is making omelets, not bombs. Ramadan means Muslims eat before the first ray of sunrise and then refrain from eating and drinking till sunset. And no, fasting does not make him a fanatic either. According to 2003 Pew poll, which surveyed 38 Muslims in 39 countries, fasting is observed by 93% of Muslims worldwide. Then there's this. If you walk into the office restroom and catch your colleague with his foot in the sink, awkward, and his shoes lying on the floor, please don't run. All he's doing is performing ablution, a necessary ritual to wash your hands, nose, face, forearms, and feet before offering the five daily prayers. Okay? During a water cooler conversation, when your friend's cell phone chimes a melodious Arabic ringtone, please don't worry. It's simply a Muslim call to prayers, the Athan. The summary of words of the Adhan is, God is the one, the only, and the great. Muhammad is his messenger, and come to prayers, come to success. By the way, the Adhan nor Quran mentions the word infidel. If your colleagues ask you to take 10 days off at the end of July, don't sweat it. Or at the end, what is this, this month? At the beginning of July. Don't sweat it. Prophet Muhammad, wa-salahu alayhi wa-salam, used to spend the last 10 days of Ramadan in solitude praying intensely. The practice is called iftikaf, or the night of power. So, everybody, take note that it's time that you got to know some real Muslims. Real Muslims can be allies to everybody, everywhere. Right? I'm a Muslim, and I think that we are. So, with that, I'm going to give you some words of wisdom for changing your vibration, by changing the vibration of your name, and then I'm going to let you go and enjoy your breaking of your fast. Okay, change the vibration of your name, the I Am Technique. Are you ready? Get your pad and your pencils, and we'll see. This shouldn't take very long. The world is trapped by its own beliefs. Each culture, country, religion, society, group, and organization have their own ideas and beliefs. Each of us have our own unique signature vibration. Many of us cannot see or feel any way out of the space we are in, and surely cannot accept that we alone have created that space and are responsible for everything that exists in our own creation. Yes, folks, we do create our own reality. We may not realize it, we may not understand it, but we do. if we really want to feel free from our old energy projections, imprints, and old patterns, so we no longer attract the same types of people and experiences, then we have to change. We got to change, not the people outside of us. We have to change because we attract everything that comes our way. We are constantly testing ourselves to see if we are ready to shift and change our vibration to a lighter, easier space. Surely staying in the same space and expecting a different outcome has not occurred. We've been talking about that all night, doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Okay? When we heal ourselves and our past, we can heal our future. It can have a different vibration, a different outcome than the old energy of our past. We would then be free to create without all the limitations that were placed on us by our past experiences and all the people in our lives. Told you, when you interact with people, you are rubbing up against their energy, and I don't mean they can be across the room. Their energy vibration is in that room, and you're absorbing it, you're touching, you know, you need to, you know, get rid of that energy. Our signature vibration is made up of our personality, our DNA, and everything from our past. It is also contained within our name. Changing our vibration includes changing the way everyone in our lives perceive us. Now, example. Coming up, as a kid, my name was Bootsy, okay? Then I got married, and my last name became Chapman or Ray, and every time I changed my name, my vibration, my whole energy changed. Now, most of the people in my family don't call me Bootsy. They call me by my birth name, A. And when I'm on the radio show, my name is Duchess. I'm Duchess. And so that's a total different vibration than my birth name or Bootsy, okay? So every time you change your name, your vibration changes. How people see you changes. I had a guy at my job, he used to call me Miss Y. That was the cutest thing. Everybody started calling me Miss Y. Now everybody calls me who I am, you know? So whenever we change our name, our vibration changes. So our signature vibration is made up of our personality, our DNA, and everything from our past. It is also contained within our name. Changing our vibration includes changing the way everyone in our lives perceive us. We've moved forward yet for others. We still remain the way they energetically hold on to us with their own ideas, opinions, and judgments. Now, I've been a different me, totally different me for the past 20 years, but there are family members and friends that still want to treat me the same way they knew me 20 years ago. So I've moved on, but they haven't. So changing the vibration of our name can help us free us from those projections, not just those of the past, but also free us from the projections of others in our lives today. Those projections connect with our signature vibration, and we are then vulnerable to others who then tap into our energy. Now, many individuals change their name when they want to change their life. That can cause an entirely new set of energetic dynamics to occur. And rather than creating change, it can create chaos. What we are recommending is an easier, safer way to become the lightest vibration you want without the expense, change, challenge, or drastic measures. Our name can become the lightest vibration when we think of ourselves, change our own perception of ourselves in ways that the world itself would neither recognize nor become aware of. Our name must be so light that no one else can project or even think about us and use our energy. It's called the I Am Technique. Now, Ken Page's simple exercise is best used when you go to bed, before you go to sleep each night. It requires only about 3 minutes of your time and will help you change your vibration within 3 days. Continued use of this exercise each and every day will help you heal yourself and become a conscious creator. Okay? So, here you go. If you got your pens and your paper and your pencils and things going on there, first thing you need to do is write down 10 things that you love, things that are perfect. Okay? We're not talking about human beings. We're talking about things, not people. 10 things that you love, things that are perfect. So here's some examples. For two or more, okay, below are some examples where we have two or more things. Just choose one for yourself or make your own. Number one, the stars, the moon, the ocean, lakes, water. You know, the sunrise, its colors, the sunset, its beauty, nature, flowers, mountains, walking in the woods. These are things that you can pick up that you love. Gardening, sleeping on a rainy day, music, dancing, singing, reading, travel, vacation, train rides. Or 10, anything else in your life that you love. Just don't use anyone else, okay? We're not talking about people, all right? We're talking about things. Now, each night, say the same things that you wrote down for yourself. The same 10 things, and you say it like this. I am the stars. I am the moon. I am the water. I am the sunset. I am the flowers. I am the mountains. I am music. I am dancing. I am reading. I am travel. Then add yourself. I am. Say your name first and last. Then start over again. Start over again. I am the stars. I am the moon, etc., etc., etc. And then you add yourself. I am. And say your first and last name. So you become the 11th thing that you say you are, okay? And then you start all over again. He says, don't show your 10 things to anyone. This is for you to change the vibration of your name to its lightest potential. Your name now becomes a broader, more encompassing vibration. And no one in the world will think of you in this way. No matter, I'm getting thirsty here. Your name now becomes a broader, more encompassing vibration, and no one in the world will think of you in this way. No one will be able to tap into your energy anymore ever again. Because they don't know all of the I ams that you are. Right now, all they know is that you are who they think you are because that's who you are to them. But once you change that vibration, you become lighter, greater, more expansive, and a beautiful being walking in your own energy. And not an energy that's defined by other people. Woo! Guess what time it is? I hope I didn't bore anyone out there. I had a good time. When's our next show? I want to thank the board for being all lit up. Y'all are great. Let me see. I have a few minutes while I'm looking up for the next show. Anybody want to press 1 and say hi to me today? I mean, you're winking and blinking. Your lights are just beautiful. So, I mean, that's a wonderful way that you're saying hi to me. I'm loving it. So if you don't want to say hi to me verbally, that's cool too. I'm great. I'm feeling good. I'm getting ready to go to a carnival. I'm gonna walk around, get me a corn dog or something. You know? Next show. Oh buddy. Next show will be in July. We'll have Lena's energy report for July. I can't wait to see what comes after adaptability. And the next show will be, the day before the 4th of July. It'll be the first Sunday is July 3rd. So, with that, I think I've covered everything. I think I have. Yes, I have. I'm going to let you go. But don't go too far because I love you dearly. I have somebody wants to say howdy to me. Hold on a second. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Rawiya, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful, beautiful what you had to say. Really, you loved it. Loved it.
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voice.
Alhamdulillah.
You sound great.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't want to get personal. You know, I started asking you questions, and we'll have a whole show of our own.
We are from Harlem.
Okay. You have anything else you want to share with the members of the broadcast that I see online?
Well, you covered it. I would like to bring in insanity on the part of the person who created all that from his past experiences. And history, and that has never been brought to the forefront as much as it should have been. But I thank you for being very broad with what you had to say and timely.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me.
Alhamdulillah.
And hopefully I'll see you in the next show.
Inshallah.
You stay blessed.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Sister Rawiya from Harlem. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. It's always nice to know when someone compliments, you know, the thoughts that I bring to the air. Okay, with that, everyone, I just want to say, Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, God bless, peace and blessings to everyone out there. Thank you for sharing these moments with me, and talk to you real soon. Stay healthy. Remember to breathe and try some belly breathing. You know, we got to be healthy. We got to be healthy. So let's do this. Outro. Music. Loving y'all.